If you would share your reflections on Sunday school religious education.
We, during my upbringing, we didn't have Sunday school. We had either sessions during the week or else we had Saturday school. And we learned the catechism, and of course, you know, the special education that you would need for First Holy Communion. And then we had a book that they call the Azbuka. And there you learn the Cyrillic and the language that was spoken by the Carpathian Russian people. And we would practice that. And it was more of that, unfortunately. Well, you know, that part is great. And it's too bad that we don't have it today, because I firmly believe that the more languages that you could speak, the richer you are, and the more impressed people are with you. And it's a way of furthering your education in life. But we didn't have enough of the educational process in terms of religion. And that's what bothers me today, to this day, is that we should have not only religion and learning the scriptures through the Bible, but the holy traditions through the Typikon of Jerusalem that's been handed down for hundreds of years and is followed, or supposed to be followed. It's taught in the religious education of the priests and their seminaries. And this is the guide to the faith and every action that's taken place in every ritual of the church, every turn, everything that's done with the kadilah, how you are to bless yourself, how you are to bow. That was missing, I think, personally, in my educational process in the church. And I think that that has also caused some of the decay that we've seen over the years and people leaving the church. Because what I'm driving at is a word that's called inspiration. In order to be inspired, you have to be educated in every facet of your faith. I hope that we could develop an educational process that's unique and presented in every church of our diocese, not only to the children. We always think about Sunday school involving children. I'm talking about the adults. There are people that don't know when to stay put during the service. We have several periods there that people are to remain silent, and then I don't, you should remain silent in church, but you should remain exactly where you are, especially during the reading of the gospel. And during several other periods, even the reading of the epistle and the great entrance. These are periods in other Orthodox churches that are well understood. So I'm hoping that the educational process takes better hold throughout our diocese. That's it.
Thank you.